Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to day 5 of this program. Yay. Congratulations. We're halfway past this week, and I hope you've been crushing it so far. Today, we're going to be dialing up the end of the week with 3 important practices that can take care of your health, your wellness, your energy, and especially your weight loss. So let's look at it. The first one I want to talk to you about is intermittent fasting. The most ancient form of biohack you can find. Then let's look at something interesting. You know, I'm a very big fan of biohacking, and you know, biohacking, most of the people have heard about Dave Asprey and the Bulletproof Coffee. So I'm going to talk to you about that, how it is a great way to start your day and crush your appetite, fool your fasting window, all of that stuff. And then eating cold, something that I love. Actually, I'm standing right next to a sauna, and the cold plunge is on my left-hand side. So I'm really walking in these shoes. Okay, so sounds good, right? Let's dive in. First one, let's talk about fasting. Think of it as your body's own reset button. Intermittent fasting, or some people like to call it IF. The cool guys, the Gen Z, say IF. So whether you're Gen Z or millennial, let's call it IF. You have probably heard about it quite a lot. So let's break it down. It's no rocket science, but simply it's about not eating. So when you simply don't eat, an alternate between periods of eating and fasting, you're giving your body some time to repair, to reset, to rejuvenate, and actually to rev those fat-burning engines. When you fast, your body flips a switch. Instead of burning carbohydrates or let's say sugar, it starts burning into fat. That's amazing, right? So here's what happens. Fasting lowers your insulin levels, which makes it easy for your body to access burned and stored fat. It helps, it starts a process called autophagy, which is a fancy word for self-cleaning, which means that it removes the parts of your body which are, you know, just not working. So crazy cells, they just remove it. It also activates these longevity genes, which are linked to healthier, longer life. So how do you start? Well, for women, you should aim for a window of fasting. 14 hours every day. Well, I say 10 to 14 hours every day for women. This is like you finish dinner at, let's say 8 p.m. and then you start eating again at 8 a.m. Men can tolerate fasting even more. So they can start with a 16-hour window. Example, let's take the same one. You finish your dinner at 8 and then you start eating at 12. But don't worry, it isn't really as hard as it sounds, because guess what? You're sleeping most of the time. My tip is to start small. If 14 hours seems too much or 16 hours seems too much, then just start with 12 or start with 10. It's all about simple incremental progressions. It is not about perfection. Then let's give Dave Asprey a shout out for creating this bulletproof coffee, or the guys who don't like him calls it fatty coffee. So it's really a life hack for me. So what happens is you take coffee and you take butter, like butter, ghee, and MCT oil. You blend them all together and voila, you have bulletproof coffee. What this coffee does is that the fats in the coffee provide a slow release of energy and a slow release of caffeine, rather than just like the normal coffee, which means you get energized for a longer period of time. The fats also shut off any hunger signals in your body, so fasting is easy. The MCT oils in it also help in producing ketones. So while you're fasting, you even like ketones help you burn fat faster. Here's how to make it simple. Get some good quality coffee. Add 1 or 2 tablespoons of grass-fed butter or ghee. I've mentioned unsalted, but I like salted. So 1 tablespoon of MCT oil, or you can have coconut oil. Blend it all together until it's creamy, and that's it. Today, your task is to make your first cup of fatty coffee. You can also make fatty tea. Sip it in the morning after your walk and see how it influences your energy and your hunger levels. When I first heard about this, I was so skeptical, but after my first try or after my first week, oh my God, I got everyone addicted to it. Give it a shot. You will know what I mean. Then, next thing I want to talk to you about is contrast therapy. You know, in Dubai now, there are so many places being opened, like Contrast Wellness is one. It's really cool. So the practice of alternating hot and cold temperature sounds intense, but it can be a game changer for your recovery, your fat burning, and also for your overall health and well-being. So let's look at why. When you expose your body to cold, there's something called as white fat reduction. This is the fat that we don't like, and it increases something called as brown fat. This is the fat that actually burns white fat. It helps in blood flow. It increases circulation to your muscles, so it helps them recover faster. And when you expose yourself to cold, it promotes the production of mitochondria, the energy powerhouses in your cells. So let's do a beginner version for you. Beginner version is do a hot and cold shower. Start with warm water for 30 seconds, then switch to cold for 20 seconds. Repeat it 5 times. The next one, if you're really advanced, then kind of advanced, do the sauna and ice bath. Spend 15 to 20 minutes in a sauna, 1 to 3 minutes in an ice bath. Do this 2 times per week. It's really good. You might be thinking, ice bath, not for me. But honestly, it's very addictive. It's even after doing it for many years, every time I do it, my brain stops me. But once I finish it, it is the best thing ever. So let's review what we were talking about today. Fasting is really good for you. Fast to make fast easy. Have your bulletproof coffee. And then have a cold shower, a warm bath, a sauna, a cold plunge. And then ask yourself a few questions. How did this make you feel today? Did you notice any changes? If you do cold plunge, for sure you're going to feel a change. You're going to get this increase in dopamine and all these factors. But I want to hear from you guys. Also, these things are cool, but they're not just trends. They've been there for the longest period of time. Fasting is there for thousands of years. There have been heat and cold, stress all over the world. So this practice is going to work together with a lot of the other things that we've been talking about. Bulletproof coffee is new, but tell me what you think about it. And that's it. Day 5, keep experimenting, keep reflecting. This is the end of this week. This course is designed to be 5 days on, 2 days off. Tomorrow, we might do a review, or you can do, if that video is still available, you can do it right now, of what all are the things that we discuss. And thank you, guys. See you next week.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.